And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of September, 2014. It was on this day, 1789, Congress passed the Bill of Rights, 12 amendments to the Constitution to protect the basic rights of U.S. citizens. It's the birthday of the sports writer Red Smith, born Green Bay, Wisconsin, 1905, columnist for years for the New York Herald Tribune, and after that, the New York Times. Red Smith, who wrote, 90 feet between home plate and first base may be the closest man has ever come to perfection. It was on this day in the book The Kane Mutiny, the warship, the USS Kane, runs aground, and Lieutenant Commander Queeg blames the mistake on his helmsman. It's the first in a series of mistakes that cause his crew to lose respect for him, and eventually they decide to mutiny. It's the birthday of Shel Silverstein, Chicago, 1932, cartoonist for Playboy magazine, and then popular children's author. His book, Where the Sidewalk Ends, has sold more than a million copies in hardcover. It's the birthday of the man who first translated Proust into English, C.K. Scott Moncrief, born in Stirlingshire, Scotland, published his first volume of Swan's Way in 1922. And it's the birthday of William Faulkner, born in New Albany, Mississippi, 1897, started off writing poetry, went off to New Orleans, where he met the novelist Sherwood Anderson, who worked in the mornings, and in the afternoons they walked together down the streets of New Orleans. In the evenings they sat together over a bottle of whiskey. While Anderson talked, Faulkner listened, and Faulkner said, "I thought that if that's the sort of life being a writer was, then that's the life for me, that I would become a writer." So Faulkner began his first novel, Soldier's Pay, came out in 1922, and 5 years later wrote his first book set in Yoknapatawpha County, The Sound and the Fury, followed by Light in August, followed by Absalom, Absalom, which begins, "From a little after 2 o'clock until almost sundown of the long, still, hot, weary, dead September afternoon, they sat in what Miss Coldfield still called the office, because her father had called it that, a dim, hot, airless room with the blinds all closed and fastened for 43 summers, because when she was a girl, someone had believed that light and moving air carried heat, and that dark was always cooler." Here's a poem for today by Jonathan Galassi, entitled Once. The train has left the station. You can't take it. Once the promise has been broke, you can't unbreak it. If the letter has been sent, you can't rewrite it. If the cigarette's been smoked, you can't not light it. Not the candles snuffed. You can't see by it. Once the seat's been sold, no one can buy it. The phone is disconnected. Don't talk to it. The window's painted black. You won't see through it. The scotch tape end is lost. You can't unwind it. The earrings in the lake. You'll never find it. And now the money's squandered. You can't give it back. And time is short. You have to live it." A poem by Jonathan Galassi, Once, from his collection Left-Handed, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.